He's got to understand that one of the things that I constantly preach is to make sure that you drive with the proper drive angles. And if your legs are too far apart, getting the technical now, you could cause a slippage. And, of course, that's not good for you, especially if you're coming off of a knee injury. So proper angles and no wasted steps, no wasted motion, no wasted movement is going to be key for Kenny, and which is going to help him out actually for the rest of his career. So as he continues to think about making sure that he takes the proper angle, it's going to help him out.
Has his loss hurt your guys' coverage in terms of tight ends? Perry was talking about that. He's very good as an athlete shutting down some tight ends. Has that loss hurt you in that regard?
I would say that it didn't necessarily hurt us, but it is definitely noticeable.
It didn't help.
Without him there, I mean, you look at what he did in the past when he played guys like Vernon Davis. Kenny Phillips is able to go out and play any tight end in this league man-to-man. He's big, he's strong, he's tall, he's fast, he's fluid. And so not having him, you know, it didn't help. You would love to have as many athletes as you can on the field, but we're happy to see him come back when he does come back.
I know he's not your player, but losing Kenny and Jaquan, that's a lot of athleticism on the sideline.
A lot. As we all know here, you know, the trip that we all took last year going to Indianapolis, those guys were on the field for us. And not having those guys has hampered us a little bit as far as in some of our man-to-man coverage. But you know what? All these guys are coming back. And here we go, the New York Giants, right? You think about it. I mean, we've been in this situation before. And so, but having Kenny come back and hopefully having Jaquan come back, it's going to help us out tremendously.
Do you walk around this building and look in guys' eyes and say, we've been here before, we've done this? I mean, is that
you know what? I know that I've said it to Corey Webster a lot, because Corey and I have been together now. I think this is Corey's eighth year. And so Corey and I have been together the whole time. And so I definitely know who to say it to. There's certain guys that I look in the eye and I tell them, hey, we've been here before. Let's go. Keep chopping wood. Keep digging. And so with that, you know, the results is going to, you know, hopefully pan out in our favor.